This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can we do collectively to make this a better day? I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, Jennifer Gonzo this week, back next week. So as a part of what Good Day is all about, what we need to deliver is the good news. We've all heard the bad news and then some. So think about this, the story of a crew from Polynesia navigating their wooden canoe 23,000 miles. They ended up in Lower Manhattan. The only tool they used to get themselves around was the stars. This is kind of like, return with us now to the thrilling days of yesteryear, when there was no computer or anything, and they used, what was that, a sextant? Isn't that what they used to use? The old captains of ships had the thing they plotted their course by the stars, which meant you had to learn a lot about the stars. Imagine how much these people knew about the stars. The Polynesian Voyaging Society spent the last 13 months sailing this canoe from Hawaii to ports around the world to inspire people to take care of our Earth, our island Earth. Master Navigator Nainoa Thompson will present a message to the World Oceans Day event at the UN this Wednesday. The crew used the same method as the ancestors from centuries ago. I was talking about how you look at the stars, figure out what's what up there, and plot a course. This canoe has traveled across five oceans, been at 55 ports of call, 12 different countries. And they will continue after their New York visit to sail up the New England coast. I'd like to check them out myself. And I saw them yesterday. Did you?
They came in. It was really, I didn't know what it was at first. It kind of catches you off guard when you see a sort of unorthodox looking vessel.
Yes.
in the ocean. But
how big is it?
And
what does it look like?
I'm bad with feet. Ugh.
Try hands.
I would guess, if I had to guess, maybe 30 feet, 40 feet, maybe?
Well, to survive in all
of
this,
it has two very weird-looking sails that are squared off. I'll send you a picture of it so you can see it. It's really interesting, and it's very unusual.
Very nice. Yeah. So they're going to take their last leg after they go up the coast here of New England. They're going down to Panama. Go through the Panama Canal, then they go to the Galapagos Islands, and they head back to the Hawaiian Islands next summer. So this is a big thing for them. This is something important for them. They have devoted a lot of time, energy, resources to it. God bless them. Pay attention to what they have to say. I think that's probably the best way I can tell you to make this meaningful. Here's another story that will perhaps give you some cause to think, all right, everything's not going to hell. 22-year-old Tuani Nascimento teaches classical ballet to about 50 girls in a Rio slum. Classes are free as long as the students show their report cards to prove they're passing all their classes. So they go to a regular school and then they come to this school to learn how to do classical ballet. This guy, is it just girls? I guess I'm trying to get that out of this. It looked to me like there were just girls involved in this.
Yeah, I think it's just girls.
Or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why not boys?
Well, I think boys would be allowed. I just don't know if there's that much interest in Rio.
Well, but the point is that he's trying to work
on... It's a girl.
On...
It's a woman. It's a woman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a female ballerina.
He's trying to work on the violence that's so prevalent in this part of Rio de Janeiro. Rio is a very violent city, by the way.
Yeah.
Rio is not what it's cracked up to be in many ways. But then, that's the story of so many international cities today. The violence, the gangs, the drugs are all out of control and many parts of the city. So that's, by the way, one of the things that the International Olympic Committee, I mean, let's face it, they make their decisions based on who bribes them the most. That's how they make their decision. Who's going to give them the most money, whatever it is that takes this group of people to act uniformly is the money. It's what's going to come back to them or whatever. And so in this circumstance, elements in Rio bribe their way into getting, because they want to clean the city up. They want to present a new image. They want it to be better. And this was their way, they figured, of doing it. Unfortunately, a little thing called the Zika virus has gotten in their way. So maybe they are not going to have the success that they want to do, because whether it's smart or not, a lot of people are going to stay away from the Olympics this summer. They are. And so, you know, under the circumstances, what do you do? But I think it's interesting. We are paying a lot of attention. That's one of the good things when these sorts of events happen. The attention that's given to the city, place where they take place, is good, because you need to kind of go into the nooks and crannies. People go in and investigate.
Right.
What goes on in certain parts of these communities, and the drugs are everywhere there. And it affects the kids from when they're youngest. And so the girls are looking at something better than the boys, and I don't know why they don't offer these to boys.
We don't know that this isn't offered to boys. This is just for
but
right now.
But they're not
now,
taking advantage. They're not taking advantage of it, let's put it that
or
way.
Or they're not interested, I don't know. I mean, young boys are more into soccer in Rio than ballet.
Yeah, that could be. As long as that's what they're into and they're not into gangs. And
well, and that's part of the reason that this girl, she's 22 years old and she's teaching this classical ballet class for free. She's doing it because, I mean, in the neighborhood that they live in, it's a slum. And the drug lords are the ones who set the curfews. I mean, the drug lords are running this area.
Run?
It's not
right,
the government.
That's what I said. Yeah, right. And so they're trying to get the attention is aimed at spending the money they're going to get in Rio with the Olympics to try to clean up the city.
Well, with drug lords running neighborhoods, that's not going to happen.
No, it isn't. So there you go. All right, let's get to something that's much more pleasant. How did you rest last
night? That was good news.
Well, last night. Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, well, the drug part of it isn't good news, but the fact they're trying to overcome it, at least with some.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. Good thing. Here's something else that's good. Your Pillow, My Pillow, the Mike Lindell My Pillow. Fit to you, kind of back or side problems you're having. You want a pillow that once you put it in the dryer, it's activating all the things that are important. It tells you in the directions, put it in the dryer. Make the call to 800-874-8985 to get your free My Pillow. It doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. This is a patented fill. It's not polyester, and it's not feathers. It's not whatever it is. It isn't all the stuff that you've had in previous pillows that you found uncomfortable or just wears out after usage. And, you know, it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to give you this message because it's important to have. You have all kinds of little things crawling around in your bed, whether you like it or you don't like it. That's why you need to, not only is the bed, the mattress wear out, but it's really full of crappy, ooh, horrible things. Throw it away after 7 or 8 years. Pillows you should get rid of every year or so. Some people say every 7 or 8 months, but you can put enclosures around them, and that makes them last a bit longer. But you have all those mites and things that crawl around, and that's just part of nature. And every once in a while you wash the pillow. That's one of the things about this pillow you can't do with most pillows. Can you, when's the last time you threw a feather pillow into the wash machine? And came up with anything except a big sack of oak. Now, the My Pillow is really cool because of the way it's engineered. So if you'd like one of these to sleep on, actually you'd like two of them, 800-874-8985, call for My Pillow, mention Doug Stefan, or just use the promo code DS, and you'll get a second pillow free. So everybody who sleeps on the bed, maybe you buy two and you get four. That's a good deal as well. 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty. This pillow is made in America. And it works wonderfully well. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so enthusiastic about telling you to try the MyPillow deal. Get two for the price of one at 800-874-8985. Take action now while you're thinking about it and use the promo code DS for Doug Stefan.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the
bubble roll.
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my
packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the
packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi to Alicia Cohen, listening to the Good Day program, and Joe Michinelli, who's in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hello. From those of you who are following us, Twitter, at Good Day Show, that's great. Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. One of the things that is a constant, it seems, over the weekend anyway, Victoria, is the continuing comment on the Stanford slum,
yeah.
Slime. I want to call him the Stanford slime.
Mm-hmm.
As that's what he is. He's slime. And absolutely. What you're learning more about his family and how he got raised in privilege and how he still doesn't get it. Never mind, he doesn't get it. His family doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. They just don't get it. They keep with the father. What a grub he is. These people are so wrapped up in themselves, they aren't changing their tune at all, no matter how much information there is, how many people have focused on this thing. They still are holding to, our son is a good boy.
Well, me and Victoria were talking about this earlier, and neither of us have kids, but I think we were trying to figure out, you know, do parents just have an inability to look at their children and find any flaws, or, you know, all of these, you know, this, or, you know, kids who shoot up places, do their parents not have any idea that,
they're,
you know,
blind.
That
my son is perfect,
you know, in this situation. Yeah. It's
just, why do you think they do this stuff? Because they are privileged. They do think their parents are going to stick up. Remember, you two don't remember Tough Love. There were things like this going on in Philadelphia. A couple of, I think they were parents, matter of fact. I had a son that was doing this kind of stuff, in trouble all the time. And they created, I was working in Philadelphia at the time on WCAU. And I remember we talked about these people. This would have been in the, early, mid-80s. The whole thing spread like wildfire across the country. People just saying to their kids, okay, you want to be that way? We've told you. We've, by example, led. You still find other things more appealing than our leadership, so get out. Go live on your own somewhere. And that's what was going on, and that changed a lot of people's tone. 21 half the hour, and good day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And minds in contemporary or pop music since I was your age. Going back to the era of Cream and what Eric Clapton and those guys presented. I was a jock in a station in the early 70s, and we played, they call it alt rock now, alternative rock, and it was Metallica and stuff that's even conventional. I mean, Kiss and things that were thought to be wild. Oh my God, they're playing Queen on the radio. So when Cream was at the height, Eric Clapton was really, he was perfecting his guitar playing and his stories and stuff. So anyway, he's in the news today. Apparently, and this is probably drug-related, sadly, he has an incurable nervous system disease. And now he's having a hard time playing the guitar. He fought addictions to cocaine. The whole song that they did, Cocaine. He's been on heroin. He's had problems with prescription drugs and alcohol through his life. He says, at this point in my life, I'm happy to be alive. He's 71. But now he's beginning to suffer the consequences on his brain, because this is a nervous system brain thing. He said he's gone back to painkillers because he's had lower back pain and the peripheral neuropathy that goes with it, which is feeling like you got electric shock going down your leg, is something that he's going to have to deal with one way or another. I don't know that you can deal with it. My pain is a sciatic pain down my leg, not like electric shock, but nothing pleasant about it. He says now to play, it's hard work. And that's a shame because he still plays. Just hard work. He says, quote, "It's just hard to get an old man." So, anyway, but we all, you feel for that because the guy has been, he's a, I mean, there's a certain amount of being a caricature of himself, but when you listen to this, crank this up. This is really beautiful. Listen. The guitar I'm talking about, not the lyrics necessarily, but the guitar work in this. But the words are interesting as well.
He's amazing in concert. I've seen him twice. He's just the best.
Fabulous. Yeah, he's fabulous. But he won't be able to go on tour anymore because he can't keep up. You know, it's like Willie Nelson when he goes to Farm Aid. He doesn't sing anymore because he can't sing anymore. He's just it. You can't keep him play. He played the guitar a little bit, but this is a fabulous song. Fabulous. Listen to this. That's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Good song for today, right?
Yep, it certainly is. That's an excellent way of thinking about it. Yep. Let's hold a good thought for Eric Clapton. Good thought for the people in Orlando. Good thought for all of us in this world we live in. 28 past the hour on Good Day. I'm taking
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16. Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Of the day. Today is Monday. We're halfway. What, today's the 13th, right? Today the 13th?
Yeah. It is. 13th.
Monday the 13th. Not to be confused with Tuesday the 13th, Wednesday the 13th, Thursday the 13th, or God help us, Friday the 13th. No! All right. I'm okay now.
Now that we
know
what day it is.
The importance of believing. Believing, what are your beliefs? Do you think about what you hold near and dear to you? What are some of the things that define you as an individual? People know me as a farmer as well as a broadcaster. That is something that defines me. My children define me. The lady in my life defines me. The dog that I had for 14, 15 years defined me. What about your life? What defines you? What are your beliefs? And what do you hold near and dear? One of the things, it isn't, and this isn't even an ancillary or secondary thing with me, the food that we eat. Because I'm a farmer, I'm conscious of it. I went to my friend Tommy Hansen's farm yesterday morning because he and I are working, as we all do during the summertime, on a couple of projects together. And this is the first big weekend of strawberry season. And the strawberries are luscious. And there was a quart of them. I mean, he sells them. He picks them and people come and pick them either or. So I because we trade a lot of times, I looked at the strawberries and he said, oh, no, go ahead, take a couple. So I took a couple of quarts and brought them home and we were eating them, just eating them last night, this morning. And they are so fabulous because they're fresh and they're grown and you see where they come from. And I had bought last week some Driscoll strawberries, which is what I buy because I always have strawberries in the house year round. But I look at them and I see what is sort of commercially grown in the sense like it's a big, huge operation and how uniform all the strawberries are that come out of the plastic container from Driscoll's. And then I look at this quart box of strawberries that came from Hanson's Farm and they're all different sizes and shapes. And they
you mean they're like natural?
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Imagine that.
So I just posted something on my Facebook. I guess I did on my personal, although maybe I grab it and put it over on the Good Day Facebook page. This is something that is self-explanatory. And it is the kind of stuff, I suppose you could make this the quote of the day if you want. If they control seed, they control your food. They know it. It's strategic. It's more powerful than bombs, more powerful than guns. This is the best way to control the population of the world. Control the seed. How many times have you heard me say that? That just comes from my own gut instincts, having grown up on the farm and having taken seed from things I'd grown and dry them out over. What a great experiment. Try this with your child. I remember Richie and I talked about this once with his son. Watermelon seeds, for example, because they're easy. Or pumpkin seeds or things that are big and they're easy. So you buy a pumpkin at the farm in the fall and you put it out for Halloween. And then you take the seeds and dry them. Take the seeds out of the pumpkin and dry it. Just put them on there. Wash them and put them on your on the countertop and dry them out and just hold them until next spring. Let's take them on the ground and watch them grow. What a wonderful way to teach kids about how life works, how things grow. You can't get that from Monsanto, or if you let Monsanto take away our ability to have seeds. It's that's really that simple. Here's something else I read with regard to the same sort of thing. The endemic focus on our language and how we use our words. The language of farming. In the last, your lifetime pretty much, I think, Victoria, the word organic has become very popular. Mm-hmm. Organic carrots. Organic beets, we talk about them as super beets. Organic corn, organic this, organic. It used to mean something, but when the big companies got a hold of it, it's no longer of value.
Yeah.
What we should do is turn it around, and instead of calling them organic carrots, just regular carrots or chemical carrots. Which do you prefer?
Right.
Use your imagination. Imagine what a chemical carrot is. It is what you think it is. And if, in fact, we would require those who produce strawberries or carrots or whatever it is we're talking about to list all the ingredients they used instead of just putting the seed in the ground, and then you'd have something. Because we all talk about we want to have country of origin labeling, which would be good, and we want to know whether it's from GMO seeds. But even more than that,
so confusing to people is you can get organic produce that's also still genetically modified, and people
right.
that's where it's so frustrating as a conscious consumer to know just because something has a label that's slapped on it that says organic, okay, so maybe they didn't spray it in a million pesticides, but it's started from a genetically modified seed. So what's the point?
Well, it's even deeper sort of than that, the philosophy of farming and stuff, where the food comes from. It's our basic, most important, in my mind, inherent right. Not a privilege, it's a right to choose your food.
Absolutely, I agree.
We were talking yesterday, and this got posted also. Meredith, somebody said this to her about Halo, those cutie little tangerines that you buy in the store. Usually it's in a little wooden case. You can buy a whole case of them. You've seen them, right? The cuties?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Well, there are some places, some of the big commercial growers that are using wastewater from the oil refineries that are around where the plantation, the orange plantations are, orange groves. So what do you think you're going to get out of what do you think that stuff is? The fruit, vegetables, whatever we eat, even the animals, if you eat animals, what they're producing, what they're building in their bodies, or what you're building in yours, is what comes out of the food. You are what you eat. So if you don't know where it comes from, if you don't know what's in it, and that goes for what's in a can, what's in a frozen food department, what's out in the produce department, if you don't know where this stuff comes from, it may look good, because they spray, you know, they put wax on apples and stuff like that to make them look better, and that's the way it is. When we were talking about the strawberries that come from my pal's farm, there are all kinds of misshapen strawberries, just like there's misshapen corn, ears of corn that aren't full of kernels. The carrots that are all, and beets and stuff, there are all kinds of stuff. Potatoes that are all chewed up by whatever else is in the soil. Doesn't mean that they aren't any good for you. They just don't look good. So what I'm saying to you is, think about it this way. Is how the food looks more important to you than what really is in it?
Not to me.
Think about it.
But
no, but
that start, that became a thing, though.
It's a sales. It was became a sales pitch. Now, there's
I like picking
thing
ugly fruit because it makes me feel like it's
well, there's
more
a whole
natural
business in ugly fruit now.
Yeah.
There's a new label on some of the steaks in your grocery store. This is a new process that you probably haven't heard about that's being highlighted, called mechanical tenderizing. This is an important label, and it may be new to some of you. What happens, what this label means is that the beef has been punctured with blades or needles to break down the muscle fiber and make it easier to chew. I remember when, as a kid growing up, my mother, we didn't have expensive cuts of meat. And when I grew up in a family that ate meat. I didn't stop eating meat until I had my own cows. So, but I remember my mother used to use a what looked like almost a club of small baseball bat or the rolling pin for the dough, and you used to beat the meat because it was tough meat and it was marbled and a lot of fat and stuff. And it's like bang, 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 bang. And that's how you made the meat chewable. If you got the cheap kind of steak or cheap piece of beef, you bang them up. It's to soften them up so that they will be easier for you to chew. Now, what is apparently happening is it's being done commercially, and like everything else that we've just been talking about, there's a danger that this stuff could be, that the blades or whatever it is that they're using could be contaminated to make you sick. So now the U.S. Department of Agriculture said, effective last month, that labels are required, and it reads on them, blade tenderized. And then there's a cooking instruction. Cook until the steak reaches an internal temperature of 145 degrees. See, what this speaks to is what I'm dead set against sushi or anything raw tuna, raw beef, raw anything. It's just, it isn't, you can say
no carpaccio for you.
No, I don't eat anything that's not cooked. And I mean well. Fish, vegetables, I want it all cooked well, because I guess I know too much, and I don't trust that I'm getting something that, I mean, you can say to me, well, you eat those, all the fruits raw. I do, yeah, wash them off, but even washing them off, doesn't even, might as well not bother, because if they're sprayed, the stuff that's in the spray is going to get into the fruit. It's going to be in the fruit. So washing the surface of it off, all you're doing is placating yourself. Maybe you think you're doing something good, but you aren't, really. You're not making a real difference. It's just, you know, it's like the TSA. It's theater, airport theater. It isn't doing any good, really. The reason that I underscore this here is because it's important to know where your food comes from. I'm on that cause all the time. And I hope that you find it to be value, because it gives you cause to think, what am I buying? What am I feeding myself? More importantly, what am I feeding my family? And what choices do I have? Can I make a choice to buy something that's better, more wholesome, better prepared? And it's more and more confusing because all these big companies don't want, they want you to be confused because they want you to buy their crap. They don't want you. They want you to think you're getting something good when in fact you aren't. And it's very difficult these days to educate the consumer. The locavore movement, which is developed out of all of this misinformation, where people really, they go to the farm. I mean, my friend Tommy's farm was like loaded. People were taking rides around the farm this weekend. They went out and picked the strawberries. Really the first busy weekend of the season, which lasts now until November. But, you know, people want to go out and they want to see the stuff growing. They want to experience what it's like on the farm because it's so rare that anybody comes from a farm anymore. They look at you like, ah, you're from a farm? You got two heads or what? 47 past the hour. I only have one head, by the way.
Is your fitness routine stuck in a rut? Let Mother Nature offer some inspiration.
Now's the time to refresh your routine with outdoor activities like hiking, biking, or even an outdoor fitness class.
Make sure you have the right snacks to fuel the fun. Orchard Valley Harvest snacks come in convenient grab-and-go and multi-pack sizes, so they're perfect for on-the-go.
Orchard Valley Harvest snacks are non-GMO project verified and contain no artificial ingredients, colors, flavors, or preservatives.
Learn more at orchardvalleyharvest.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
More than 3 million cases of skin cancer each year, and it's not just from the sun. Renowned dermatologist Dr. Zain Obagi says fluorescent lights, cell phone, and computer screens are also risks.
Even if localized areas, when your skin is exposed to them, it releases toxic radicals that can eventually, long-term, damage your DNA.
So Obagi came up with Zio Skin Health sunscreens, cleansers, and anti-aging products to strengthen and protect skin. So cover up, drink water, and use broad-spectrum skin products.
We need to apply a sunscreen that blocks the UVA and UVB. And at the same time, give you a longer protection, like 6 to 8 hours, by mixing in the formula natural melanin. By doing so, we can protect skin DNA and prevent premature aging and skin cancer.
For more information, visit zeoskinhealth.com or ask your doctor.
All right, so one of the things happening last night during the Tony, you notice the ads for the movie. That's about Hawaii. It's an animated movie, Rock, The Rock's voice, and I forget who else is in it. This movie promotion, interesting. Remember, CBS did the telecast. ABC belongs to Disney, but they bought time on the telecast to get people all excited, not just about the movie, but there's a theme park, a Disney theme park that's opening in Hawaii. Did you know that?
No.
New theme park, yeah. They're opening everywhere. They've got a new one in China. Did you know that? Disney.
The first Disneyland, right? Yeah, in China.
In Shanghai, opening this month. Yeah.
That's going to be huge
boom.
Yep.
Oh, Shanghai, exactly. Right, yeah. So it's interesting. Disney is everywhere. 50 minutes after the hour, and good day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Series, I'm a really big fan of Indiana Jones. So the theme music, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is where we are. But all of the, aren't all the Indiana Jones movie tracks the same, Chucker? Use the same music, basically?
Well, they'll always tweak it a tiny bit from one sequel to the next. But yesterday marked the 35th anniversary, Doug, that Raiders of the Lost Ark hit theaters, and it was 6 years into one of the greatest collaborations of all time, that between Steven Spielberg, the director, and John Williams, the composer. John Williams, now 84 years old, received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the from the American Film Institute, I believe on Friday, and it was announced that he will go on to score Indiana Jones 5 and also Star Wars Episode 8. So one of the greatest composers of all time, still going very, very strong. And that's great.
Speaking of composers, did you watch any of the Tony presentation, the awards last night?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. What'd you make of it? What'd you think?
I think it's always a good show. Not enough people seem to watch because, you know, Broadway is a East Coast New York thing, so the ratings are never, you know, outstanding. But it's always a really good telecast.
It was much better organized, I think. And this takes a lot for me to say because I'm not a play person.
Yeah, well, you hate everything.
The Oscars.
You
hate everything. No, I don't. It doesn't matter with you.
wait, hold on. You have something positive? Go ahead, I'm listening.
Never mind. It got lost in that last remark.
Chuck, it wasn't going to be that positive anyway. Trust me.
Oh,
it was
okay. It was okay. That's not fair. It was going to be, it was good for the most part.
He said it was too much Hamilton.
Can I say one more thing about John Williams?
Yes, please.
He did the original score. Did a score in the original, in the pilot episode of Gilligan's Island back in the 60s.
Did he really?
He goes back.
Oh,
and his first big thing, he won an Oscar for in 1971, composed the theme to Fiddler on the Roof, and then went on to score the Disaster Trinity, the Poseidon Adventure, the Towering Inferno, and Earthquake, 72 and also 74. And then Spielberg asked him to score his first theatrical film, which was Sugarland Express with Goldie Hawn, and then their collaboration became a lifelong friendship, right. And really one of the greatest artistic collaborations in the history of any art, especially film.
Agreed. All right, we'll have box office totals, weekend results of who went to the movie to see what in a moment here on Good Day.
You check.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Chucker, what do we have at the box office over the weekend?
The Conjuring 2, Doug, the sequel to the horror film of 2 years before, opened number one, did a pretty solid $40 million in business. The original film went on to do $137 million off a $37 million opening, so this is pretty much on par. The video games movie Warcraft opened in second, $24 million, as I reported last week. Film's doing gangbusters overseas. The sequel Now You See Me 2 placed third, $23 million, which is a pretty decent opening weekend. Number four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, 14.8, $61 million in 2 weeks. And X-Men Apocalypse ran out the top five, $10 million, $136 million. This film is weak in terms of box office domestically, doing a bit better overseas, right around $350 million worldwide total. This Friday, we have Disney's Finding Dory, which is expected to be one of the bigger hits of the summer season. And then the week after, we'll have Independence Day Resurrection and The Shallows, a shark film with the actor Blake Lively. The trailers look good. I'm going to predict that one's going to be a sleeper.
Oh, my God. You and your horror sharks eating people up. Good God. All right, there it is, folks. Chuck on Good Day.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.